The Compatibility Report for Tony Robbins and Oprah Winfrey. Chapter 1. A Comparison of Temperaments and Lifestyles That Affect Your Ability to Harmonize with Each Other. Both of you are very open-minded and tolerant toward new ideas, the unusual and unconventional. Oprah, however, is much more cerebral than Tony Robbins, who is essentially intuitive and emotional. While Oprah is cool, rational, and always able to give excellent reasons for an opinion or position, Tony Robbins is frequently unable to articulate the feeling, values, and subtleties that color and shape his/her attitude or position. Also, Tony Robbins is a very sympathetic, compassionate person who feels others' needs and pain very directly. Oprah has a humanitarian outlook but is often more concerned with principles and ideals rather than with real people and their actual human situations. Oprah, in fact, is capable of considerable emotional detachment and objectivity, unlike Tony Robbins, who is hopelessly subjective. Oprah is uncomfortable with too much emotionality and dependency, and Tony Robbins may want more sympathetic understanding than Oprah is capable of. Both of you are somewhat uncomfortable with emotional neediness, dependency, and feelings in general. Oprah often intellectualizes feelings rather than experiencing them fully and directly, and may filter personal experiences through a philosophical system that regards certain feelings to be positive and acceptable, and other feelings to be negative, unacceptable, and to be avoided. Tony Robbins may become annoyed with being told how one should feel in a given circumstance. In particular, Oprah may try to humor or talk Tony Robbins out of Tony Robbins's anger. However, there is also much harmony and compatibility between you on an emotional level. Both of you crave personal freedom and a certain degree of independence. Neither of you wants to be completely owned by another person. You both crave new experiences and adventure, and find one another to be very congenial companions. Also, both of you enjoy lively, competitive play or high-spirited intellectual sparring. Both of you are intensely self-willed and can be compulsively driven, controlling and domineering, whether you realize and admit it or not. You both tend to overpower people, or engage in relationships where fierce struggles over power, competition, and personal ambition are the primary themes. Relationships with men in particular are apt to be loaded with these dynamics. The obvious challenge for the two of you together would be how to not make your relationship an arena for this type of battle. Chapter 2. Major themes in the relationship. What brought you together? As mentioned below, your relationship is a close, personal one. You will find yourselves face to face with any hidden phobias, anxieties or prejudices that you have been trying to repress. The two of you can also become impassioned, fanatical zealots together. The two of you will grow to be very close friends. You are able to really feel what the other is saying. For example, whether you are playing sports, watching a movie, or showing each other something you really like, you find that most often you can do it with an intensity and depth of feeling that you cannot express to most people. This relationship, especially if it is of reasonably long duration, will change both of you more profoundly than either of you would suspect at first. You share much of your personal past history and you reveal much to each other that you normally do not share with others. You may regret your candor at times, and there are qualities in each other that annoy you intensely. Qualities that you do not want to acknowledge are also part of yourself. You enjoy a high degree of harmony and congeniality in your relationship. You have much in common in terms of styles, tastes, and entertainment. You work together well on projects that involve a strong aesthetic, artistic, or social element. Tony Robbins helps build Oprah's self-confidence and self-esteem tremendously. Oprah feels Tony Robbins's approval and appreciation, and feels that Tony Robbins is a real friend and supporter, which enables Oprah to do more, take more risks, and aspire toward greater things. Also, you simply feel good in one another's company. Humor, fun, recreation, and play are a big part of your relationship. You tend to be impulsive and impatient with each other, and misunderstandings can suddenly spill into arguments. You may accuse each other of being unreliable, inconsistent, and tactless. You enjoy the same pleasures, and your sense of aesthetics and beauty is very similar. Because your tastes are so similar and you enjoy many of the same activities, you enjoy each other's company and will probably grow to be very good friends. You must guard against mutual deception and misunderstandings. Oprah tends to have an unrealistic view of Tony Robbins, and Tony Robbins has a tendency to unconsciously capitalize on Oprah's imaginative and often simply erroneous perceptions. The tendency to be dishonest, hide things from each other, exaggerate, and spur each other to unrealistic hopes and dreams is very strong. Both of you must be able to distinguish fantasy from fact, and utilize the increased sensitivity and heightened imagination that you inspire in each other, without letting it cloud your ability to clearly and realistically see other and understand each other. If the two of you depend on each other to accomplish practical tasks and be responsible, mature, and dependable to each other, such as in a business relationship or employer-employee relationship, then you will find that this aspect of your relationship is excellent. You can trust each other to get the job done and focus on the essential tasks. You pay good attention to details and you are able to focus on the most important issues when you work together. There is a strong sense of mutual commitment and dedication to each other. Oprah motivates, encourages, and energizes Tony Robbins's self-expression, and can be very helpful to all of Tony Robbins's projects and activities. When you are together, you both feel more positive, alive, and vital. It is very easy and natural for the two of you to get along well, to like and even love each other, and to cherish the connection you have. You bring out the gentler, more loving or more refined side of one another, and enjoy one another's companionship. The two of you can be eccentric and zany together. You snap each other out of your usual habits and you act spontaneously and creatively. Many times it is difficult for the two of you to focus on practical, mundane affairs together. You would rather spend your time together doing something more exciting and original. This relationship follows an unpredictable course and you are likely to come together and then drift apart frequently and unexpectedly. You probably enjoy sports or other vigorous physical activities together. You work together well as a team and can accomplish much together. You inspire each other to refine and clarify your ideas, plans and strategies. You are an effective team in research, writing, or business pursuits. You also help each other to successfully implement a plan or follow through on an idea until it manifests as a successful product or creative work. You also have spirited, feisty debates with one another. Feelings of estrangement, distance, coolness, or lack of appreciation and affection characterize your relationship from time to time, and Tony Robbins in particular feels inhibited or criticized by Oprah. You take your commitment, responsibility, and obligations to one another seriously and you may depend heavily on one another financially or emotionally, but you tend to become too formal and rather joyless if you spend too much time together. You bring out the dreamy, artistic, poetic, romantic side of one another and your friendship can have a pronounced spiritual or platonic tone. Misunderstandings, evasiveness, or outright deception can easily occur between you, however, leading to disappointment and disillusionment over the failure of your friend to be all you hoped and imagined. Beware of seeing only what you want to see in one another, and be very cautious in any joint financial arrangements or investments. Chapter 3. Destiny and final outcome of your relationship. Your relationship is destined to be an enduring source of security and comfort. Faithfulness, commitment, and a willingness to seriously work on whatever problems arise for you enables the two of you to weather the ups and downs of life together. The stability of this relationship also allows you both to focus on other aspects of life. You come to count on and take one another for granted. In a lot of ways this is desirable, though it may get a little dry. Making long-term investments together, especially in homes or property, will work out favorably. Whatever the two of you do together will be done wholeheartedly with great zeal and passion. You could develop a mutual obsession with some interest or activity, and pour all of your combined energies into it. What you can accomplish together is awesome. Together you may well have more ambition than either of you does singly. The two of you affect one another profoundly, and will trigger energies and emotions in one another that you may never have realized you were capable of. Overt power struggles as well as subtle, behind-the-scenes manipulations may undermine your friendship. Also, You may feel compelled to know everything about the other and could invade one another's privacy or try to spy into one another's secrets. To have a successful alliance, you must respect the other as an equal. Unfortunately, there is apt to be a decidedly unequal balance of power between you. If you are very conscious and respectful of one another, however, you may be able to avoid the more severe imbalances that can cause real trouble. If one of you misuses power against the other, expect a backlash. This is anything but a superficial relationship. The positive aspect of all of this is that you will come to know each other extremely thoroughly, and a bond will be forged that will not easily be broken. Circumstances beyond your control or fate may have drawn you together. There is an especially sweet and tender caring between you which fosters a close friendship. You feel protective of and concerned with each other's well-being, and seem instinctively to know what is good for one another. You will always feel comfortable expressing your feelings with this person, and if you require tea and sympathy, you'll always be there for each other. Yours is destined to be a long-lasting friendship. There is a great deal of discretion, restraint, concern for propriety or proper form, and a certain subdued quality in your alliance. Both of you are sober and realistic regarding one another, unlikely to be disappointed by overblown expectations. Steadiness, constancy, and helping one another in very practical and down-to-earth ways make your relationship a positive, long-lasting one. It is also likely that the two of you will become involved in financial planning, a business enterprise, or a working relationship, either employee/employer, consultant/client, or co-workers. Chapter 4. Other themes in your relationship. Tony Robbins takes a keen interest in Oprah's finances, assets, and talents, and Tony Robbins is likely to provide financial assistance and enthusiasm for Oprah's projects and ambitions. You may be drawn to live together and share a home together. Oprah's friendship can help Tony Robbins create a strong inner foundation or stable base from which Tony Robbins can draw strength to meet challenges and achieve goals. You feel very natural and comfortable with each other, and you are likely to feel closer to each other than to your own family. You are able to share your inner concerns and feelings with each other. Situations arise that make it natural for Oprah to provide material and emotional support for Tony Robbins. By circumstances, Oprah becomes a benefactor to Tony Robbins, and this support engenders feelings of closeness and appreciation for each other. The two of you love to chat, and often it requires effort for the two of you to be together without talking, even if there is little to discuss. Try to avoid the tendency to gossip with each other. You probably enjoy playing mental games together, word games, guessing games, etc., and you may also undertake a creative mental activity together, such as writing. Tony Robbins encourages Oprah to spend money more freely, especially on art, beauty, or pleasure. Gifts and tangible expressions of your friendship are also exchanged frequently. Tony Robbins' deep feelings of appreciation and support for Oprah are not likely to evaporate over time. Both of you love your times together, especially if you share a home together. You take an active interest in the way your friend handles finances, and you may even try to force your own opinion in these matters upon each other, leading to arguments. You also encourage one another to be impulsive or rash regarding money or other tangible assets. Tony Robbins puts Oprah in an optimistic, fun-loving, outgoing mood. You like to go out, travel, and have fun together. Tony Robbins is also generous towards Oprah and freely gives gifts and assistance to Oprah. You enjoy planning and scheming together, and sometimes you get a bit overly optimistic in your shared hopes and dreams. There is much variety and expansiveness in this friendship. You enjoy planning for the future and expanding horizons together. You enjoy traveling, vacationing, and socializing together. The rich variety of experiences that you share together enriches your outlook on life and increases your appreciation of many things that you otherwise tend to be unaware of or uninvolved in. Oprah will expand Tony Robbins's world considerably. If you are involved in a joint business venture, you are likely to sometimes ignore important details in your zeal to expand. Tony Robbins' more mature, responsible, reliable side comes out in this relationship. Tony Robbins becomes almost paternalistic toward Oprah, and Tony Robbins is inclined to offer lots of advice, sometimes being critical, judgmental, and interfering too much with Oprah's plans and goals. Tony Robbins' helpful criticism sometimes sours into moralistic judgments. Tony Robbins should be wary of the tendency to control Oprah and severely limit Oprah's freedom. You'll learn a lot about handling money and resources and how to develop material security in this relationship, and hopefully any difficult lessons will not cause serious regrets. Oprah, in particular, should be wary of the tendency to be overly critical of the way that Tony Robbins handles finances and should try not to interfere too much with Tony Robbins' decisions in this regard. Tony Robbins should try not to be overly sensitive to Oprah's suggestions and should try to extract the useful, valuable suggestions and ignore the rest. The way you jointly handle finances and investments is likely to take some unusual turns, and the two of you may, for example, invest in some risky ventures. Any joint investments or pooling of your assets will bring surprises and possibly upsets, especially to Oprah. Oprah has lots of original ideas on how Tony Robbins can best achieve career goals. Oprah is likely to encourage Tony Robbins to take a more adventurous, risky route, and Oprah often feels that Tony Robbins holds himself/herself back by being too conservative and security conscious. However, not all of Oprah's ideas are well-founded, and Tony Robbins must have the ability to sift out the really useful creative ideas from those that will only result in chaos and confusion. Tony Robbins tends to have idealistic notions of what Oprah can achieve in a worldly sense, and consequently Tony Robbins is likely to encourage Oprah to pursue dreams without compromise. Oprah needs to be careful not to lose sight of the practical details that are needed to meet these goals. Oprah brings out Tony Robbins's more idealistic, imaginative, intuitive, or spacey side. Oprah enjoys sharing his ideals and fantasies with Tony Robbins, even if these dreams seem childish or unrealistic. Oprah may also tend to exaggerate a bit with Tony Robbins and needs to try to be as honest as possible with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins may be a catalyst for profound changes in Oprah's view of life, death, relationships, and also money and the sharing of resources and assets. Confronting personal demons in these areas is likely through your friendship with one another. The two of you inspire each other to become excited and even zealous about ideologies and social causes. Oprah challenges Tony Robbins's theories and any organizations that he or she is a member of, and motivates Tony Robbins to strive to reform and improve these organizations. You may become active together in politics or social issues. You inspire each other to be very active in both work and play, and to accomplish a great deal. You enjoy challenging each other and perhaps enjoy competing with each other in games. The only negative tendency is to possibly develop a rivalry with each other. This is especially possible if Tony Robbins comes on too forcefully, directly and aggressively, hurting Oprah's feelings or pride. Frequently, the two of you view a situation very differently, and you frequently respond to events very differently. Unfortunately, you are also inclined to feel that your approach is superior and feel very frustrated that you cannot enlighten the other. Very often, also, this annoying situation is triggered by a relatively minor incident. Try to better appreciate your friend's point of view. You enjoy sharing your hopes, ideals, social concerns, dreams and fantasies. You work well together in areas that require great imagination, such as the arts and music. It is very likely that the two of you will engage in activities of an artistic or aesthetic nature. You can be unusually creative together, especially in crafts or arts. In your friendship, Tony Robbins is the eager, passionate, active and impulsive one, and Oprah frequently puts on the brakes or tries to control, play down, and restrain Tony Robbins' desires and drives. Tony Robbins is likely to feel very frustrated, angry or discouraged if Oprah expresses disapproval or caution too often, and this can be a source of considerable friction between you. Oprah feels overwhelmed and envious of Tony Robbins' intensity and assertiveness, but instead of trying to hold Tony Robbins down, Oprah should confront the fears and inhibitions that Tony Robbins' directness evokes. You encourage one another to be free, to loosen up and let go, and there is a lively, exuberant playfulness between you. You will have a lot of fun and adventures together. By following your intuition and spontaneous impulses, you are likely to be unusually lucky together also. Oprah is often hard on Tony Robbins when Tony Robbins is vague, evasive, imprecise, or unclear, and Oprah forces Tony Robbins to be more definite, to face life in a practical and responsible way, to come down to earth. Oprah may criticize or disapprove of Tony Robbins' intuitive perceptions, or interest in religion, spirituality, psychic development, etc. Oprah often says or implies that Tony Robbins is too gullible, naive or careless, and Oprah's doubt may make Tony Robbins try to hide spiritual leanings, imagination or anything that doesn't have definite, tangible proof. On the positive side, Oprah can help Tony Robbins become more defined, organized, and effective in practical, worldly sense, while Tony Robbins can open Oprah up to a world of feeling and imagination.